B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This is pretty messed up, man. Four people died in Calabria, Italy, from carbon dioxide inhalation on Saturday after they tried to save one another from the fumes given off by their homemade wine.
Whoa. Yeah, I saw this. Yeah. I'd never heard of anything like this.
Two brothers, Giacomo and Valerio Scafano, 70 and 50 years old, and father and son, Santino and Massimo Carnaval, 70 and 45 years old, died from inhaling the gases produced by a vat of fermenting grapes in the cellar of their home.
This is the way Kathy wants to go out.
Police say the family had gathered to stir the wine and transfer some of the homemade alcohol into a set of oak barrels. Valerio Scafano had been making the wine at home while under house arrest for the crime of stalking, by the way, according to police. It is unknown which member of the family was first to enter the cellar, but all four of the men were found dead underground by emergency services. A 36-year-old woman thought to be the daughter-in-law of one of the men was responsible for raising the alarm before she, too, fell unconscious from the fumes. She was resuscitated at the scene by firefighters and subsequently transported to the hospital, where she made a recovery. Now, fermentation, of course, is the process that turns the grape juice into wine. Over time, yeast will consume the grapes, natural sugars, and then produces alcohol. But along with that, a byproduct is a considerable amount of carbon dioxide. If you've ever been to a brewery,
yes,
when they're brewing beer, all this carbon dioxide is bubbling out, and you need to have a well-ventilated area. The carbon dioxide fumes sink to the bottom of the confined spaces. It's heavier than
right,
the air.
Right.
And can be extremely dangerous as they are colorless and odorless, meaning inexperienced winemakers, particularly those who make their own homemade wine, can easily be caught.
So they had nowhere near the ventilation they needed where they were.
And they had no idea it was happening because they couldn't tell that it was just all of a sudden you start getting dizzy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you try to start making your way up the stairs, you're gone, man.
God,
so
man.
That's pretty wild. All right. Proof that dinosaurs still roam the earth. There's video of an alligator that must be the size of a pickup truck eating a smaller alligator, which itself is kind of big. I saw the clips of this video. It was posted by a guy from Horry County, South Carolina.
A lot of whores there.
Who says his pops filmed this from their backyard in the swampy low country. The clip picks up with a smaller gator already well inside the larger one's mouth, looking quite dead and getting munched on in slow, eerie fashion. The massive beast takes a couple of chomps at it before his meal is making its way down his gullet, and it quickly disappears. He swallows the whole thing. Now, the weirdest thing is that the little gator is supposedly 6 feet
long.
6 feet
long. No. Yeah, so Preston, what? We're looking at the video. You're looking for something to compare the size of the larger gator to, but even without that, you're looking at a enormous head.
Yes.
That is as prehistoric looking as you can get.
Yeah, they're saying, according to the Twitter poster, he said that the little gator was about 6 feet long.
So this thing's got to be like 15 feet?
Yeah, and that's happened. You've definitely seen him that big before. I don't know exactly. I don't know if they've tracked down this gator or even if they need to, because he's just doing... But it's cannibalism. He's eating his own.
That's what kills me. I mean, there are human cannibals, but there's something about nature. I'm going to eat this my exact species next to me.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
No.
All right, this is a much lighter story, an interesting though one. A 40-year-old Honda motorcycle with zero mileage on it has been rediscovered and is up for auction after the disapproving father of its first teen owner had banned him from riding it and locked it away in a storage bin for decades.
So it's in mint condition.
I mean, not,
nothing. Never run.
Never been run.
Wow.
This is somewhere in England. So the 1981 Honda CB100N was bought brand new by the youngster in his youth while he lived with his parents. However, his boyhood fantasy of riding a motorcycle never materialized because his strict father banned him from riding it. Instead, the machine was left to languish in storage for the next 4 decades. After his father died, the unnamed owner, who is now in his 50s, was tasked with cleaning out his house and stumbled upon this old but immaculate bike. He agreed to sell the time capsule Honda to a neighbor named Graham Tozer, who has now put it up for sale at auction.
Oh, it's got to be worth a lot, right?
The odometer displays the exact mileage of a mere 0.4 miles. Mr. Tozer said he was born in the house and spent all of his life there. When he was a youngster, he really wanted his own motorcycle, but when he brought it home, his dad wouldn't let him ride it. Like, he saved up for this to buy it, but his father said, you're not going on that. You can stick it in the shed. And apparently his dad was really strict. He was ex-military, and he was the boss of the house, and it just sat there for all this time.
First motorcycle I ever rode was a Honda.
Nice. You know what, Steve? Oddly enough, the sale of the estimate is, the estimate of the sale is only like $4,000. Which I find surprising. And you look at the bike, and it looks old. It's of a real old design.
It's a cool design.
But it's cool.
It's a design that's meant for burning your legs on the exhaust pipe.
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh. But that sucks that his dad never let him ride it, man.
Bastard.
All right, one last story. Nobody's going to forget this newlywed married couple's first dance. A videographer in the UK was filming the dance recently when a man's voice can be heard over the speaker saying, Spencer's ass looks so fat right now.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, a microphone left on a table picked up the comment. In the video clip, laughter can be heard. The TikTok user who uploaded the clip captioned it, what happens when you leave the mic at the head table with the best man during your first dance?
Oh,
Spencer's
God.
Ass is incredibly fat. And the bride's mother looks like such a slut.
The video quickly went viral of the incident.
People who are unaware of whether the wireless mics are transmitting.
It's the best.
And those stories are great.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Wichita Falls man who plotted to blow up an Amazon data center in Virginia was sentenced to federal prison. Seth Aaron Pendley pleaded guilty to June to a malicious attempt to destroy a building with an explosive device and was sentenced to 10 years. He was arrested. He had faced a maximum of 20 years. He was arrested in April while trying to buy C4 explosive from an undercover FBI agent Fort Worth.
He had first tried to buy it off Amazon.
Oh, my. Listen, if you're going to find it.
Yeah.
Authorities searched his home in Wichita Falls. They found an AR-15 receiver, mask, wigs, maps, and other items. Pendley admitted that he disclosed his plan to blow up an Amazon data center to a confidential source in January and hoped it would, quote, kill off 70% of the internet, including service to the CIA and FBI.
It happened yesterday by itself.
Didn't it?
He didn't have to do anything.
He didn't have to do anything. Pendley also claimed to have been present at the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and said though he did not enter the building, he came prepared with a sawed-off air rifle. He's going to shoot somebody with a BB gun.
Ow!
Canada's Transportation Safety Board says the plane at the center of a deadly crash in Old Montreal was carrying a banner. This is horrible. Was carrying a banner spelling out a wedding proposal when it went down Saturday evening.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the board spokesman, Chris Krepsky, said that a passenger on board the plane towing the banner that read, "Will you marry me?" died in the crash.
Was he the one
who
was proposing?
I don't know that.
Somebody down on the ground, right? Look up at that, honey.
Correct, yeah. While the aircraft pilot remains in the hospital, officials received reports of engine trouble on the Cessna 172 aircraft. But investigators have yet to determine the cause of the accident. The board dispatched investigators to the scene to gather details on the cause of the crash.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you arranged for it to crash.
And we'll be sending the remaining debris to to continue lab testing. The proposal banner, which is believed to have fallen into the St. Lawrence River shortly before the crash, has not been found yet.
To determine what caused it to crash?
They said it sounded like it had engine trouble.
All right.
A Lithuanian man has had more than a kilogram of nails, screws, nuts, and knives removed from his stomach by doctors. He had been swallowing metal objects for a month after quitting drinking.
Yeah. Stop drinking and start eating cutlery.
Yeah. Some of the objects retrieved during surgery were 4 inches long. The surgeon called it a unique case. The man was brought by ambulance with severe abdominal pain to the hospital.
This is a unique case. Can you come with me into the other room? Man's an idiot.
Yeah, he is now reported to be in stable condition and is being monitored. That's a miracle that he lived. He was swallowing knives, man.
Is he one of those, people have that, where they'll just start eating random objects?
Yeah. Let's see. State officials have temporarily closed a northern Michigan shooting range due to public safety concerns. The Department of Natural Resources says the North Pioneer Road shooting area will be closed to all target shooting for at least 90 days. According to the DNR, expanded target shooting activities in the area have created unsafe conditions for public land users and neighboring landowners. Additional complaints about projectiles leaving the target shooting area and unsafe conditions, including multiple calls about bullet strikes in neighboring homes, have been received by both the DNR and the Sheriff's Department.
And it backs right up to a kinder care break.
During the closure, the staff will evaluate next steps that would eliminate the possibility of visitors target shooting from anywhere other than specified areas.
They're usually a little bit more remote.
Yes.
Yeah.
A hungry alligator couldn't help itself and decided to snatch a little Florida boy's catch while he was fishing with his dad. In a video posted to Facebook, Sean McMahon says that he was fishing in his backyard in Palm Coast with his 7-year-old son, Dawson. The little fisherman is pulling his hardest to reel in the big bass, and his dad is there with him. The alligator rushes out of the water, grabs the fish, and even took the fishing pole with it as well. Yeah.
How big was the gator?
I don't know. I didn't find out, and I didn't see the video.
Wasn't that 15-foot one from the...
No, I don't think it was that one that ate the other gator. No one was injured, and the alligator swam away with a full stomach of fish. And then one last story. A Tennessee woman's home security camera was rolling when a bear walked up to her front porch and stole a package, a 33-pound package that was sitting on the front porch. So it was a porch pirate. The Gatlinburg homeowner says the package had recently been delivered to the home by a FedEx driver.
Oh, great. It's filled with bras.
And she's not sure what attracted the bear to the box, as it only contained chemicals that she used to treat her fish pond.
Well,
no word if the package was ever recovered after that.
They'll take things that aren't necessarily emitting a food smell.
Yep. All right. And there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.